Good evening and welcome to UNZA Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Ministry of Education inaugurates first ever university council for the Levi Mwanawasa Medical University. Godaza urges government to swiftly dialogue with youth and small-scale miners. In international news, Kenya's sweeping alcohol control plan sparks anger. In sports news, Chipolopolo step up chant prep. With the news in detail, my name is Nyari Musinga. In local news, the Ministry of Education has officially inaugurated the first ever university council for the Levi Mwanawasa Medical University, marking a significant milestone in the institution's governance and development. Speaking during the inauguration ceremony, Permanent Secretary for Educational Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, says the appointment of the council is in line with the law and signifies government's commitment to strengthening higher education in Zambia. Dr. Mambwe says he is confident in the newly appointed council members because they are accomplished individuals who have distinguished themselves in various sectors and are well positioned to steer the university forward. He added that, as council members, their service is to the nation, as they are all eminent men and women who have made a mark in their respective professions. Dr. Mambwe emphasizes on the importance of teamwork, confidentiality, ethical governance, and a clear separation of roles between the council and university management. He further urges the council to understand its legal mandate by familiarizing itself with the Higher Education Act No. 4 of 2013 and the Higher Education Amendment Act No. 23 of 2021 to ensure effective execution of its duties. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, says 1,405 cases remain under active investigation as of the second quarter of 2025. SEC Director General Dr. Daphne Soko-Chavo has revealed as a media and stakeholder engagement that the Commission received 4 cases from the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, this year, along with 5 other new cases opened in 2024. She says in the last 6 months, the Commission received 375 reports of suspected corruption, and out of these, 264 contained actionable content, resulting in 219 authorized investigations. Mrs. Chavu highlights that 41 cases were referred to other institutions, while 15 arrests were made, and additionally, the SEC is probing 50 residential properties and 80 motor vehicles. She has reaffirmed the Commission's commitment, stating that no stone will be left unturned. She welcomed the 2024 FIC Trends report, which shows a decline in public sector corruption, with cases analyzed dropping from 55 in 2023 to 40 this year. Mrs. Chavo has also disclosed that several high-value assets have been forfeited to the state, including a Range Rover worth 3 million kwacha and 4 houses in Silverest Gardens in Chongwe, valued at over $193,000 linked to former Lusaka Province Minister Boman Lusambo. An additional $300,000 was recently forfeited, bringing the total to 493 million kwacha, $129. Meanwhile, SEC Board Chairperson Evans Hamaundu noted Zambia's improved standing on the Transparency International Corruption Perception Index, with the country's score rising from 37 to 39 out of 100, and climbing 6 places globally from 98th in 2023 to 92nd in 2024. He says, while not absolute, the scores reflect growing public confidence in governance systems. The European Union Ambassador Carolina Stadia has commended the Ministry of Education for its leadership and stewardship of the education sector in Zambia. Speaking during a joint annual review with the Ministry of Education, the ambassador has emphasized that investing in early childhood education is crucial for the long-term benefits of individuals and society as a whole. She has praised the government for enacting the Education for All policy, which has led to a significant increase in enrollment across all levels of education. Stasia notes that the progress made in strengthening the education management information system has been impressive, with timely data collection and analysis. She has encouraged the ministry to continue fostering inclusive and consistent dialogue with all stakeholders in the education sector to ensure sustainability. The ambassador notes that the European Union remains committed to supporting the education sector in Zambia, ensuring that all children have access to quality education. The Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, has announced that the country's annual inflation rate for July 2025 has slowed down to 13.0% compared to 14.1% recorded in June. ZAMSTATS Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda has attributed the decline to reduced price movements in both food and non-food items. She says food inflation dropped to 15.3% in July from 16.7% in June, driven by price changes in cereals, vegetables, fruits, chicken, butter, and cooking oil. Ms. Budeda says these decreases in food prices have contributed significantly to the overall decline in inflation. She says on food inflation also decreased to 9.7% in July from 10.3% in June, influenced by price movements in various sectors. Ms. Mudenda has attributed this decline to the purchase of motor vehicles, passenger transport by air, small electrical household appliances, and fuel prices all showed slower growth or decreases, contributing to the decline in non-food inflation. Still in local news, the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, in collaboration with Texila America University held a seminar to raise awareness among local SMEs on how to tap into the benefits provided under regional trade frameworks such as the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, and the Common Market for Eastern Southern Africa, COMESA. The minister, whose speech was being read on his behalf by the SME's chief economist, Chinyanta Chikula, has emphasized the critical role SMEs play in Zambia's economy, accounting for the majority of business activities, generating employment opportunities, and contributing significantly to the national GDP. Mr. Muwanga says the government is committed to prioritizing the development and formalization of SMEs as a key strategy to drive poverty reduction, youth empowerment, and industrialization. He notes the ministry has implemented various programs to improve access to markets, affordable financing, and skills development, including 1,800 SMEs and cooperatives that have been trained in entrepreneurial skills, and 269 SMEs and cooperatives have been linked to chain stores. Mr. Muwanga highlights that the government has also strengthened its SME mentorship programs through KZN training to empower new and existing enterprises with the tools and insights necessary to grow their business. The seminar aims to equip SMEs with the knowledge and skills needed to leverage the provisions of regional trade agreements and tap into the incentives that come with them. Minister Muwanga urged entrepreneurs to take advantage of the seminar to network, ask questions, and engage with experts to prepare